Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're so glad you're here today. If you're new to these, we spend a few minutes every single weekday, and our hope is to offer encouragement, always from Scripture, and sometimes we're inspired by articles we've read or books we're reading or people that we've been talking to, but at the end of the day, our hope is to filter that and give you just a sense of God has a purpose for your day-to-day. And so today, I want to talk about this idea of trusting God with the details. Every year, our team, one of the resources we produce through Family Ministries is what's called a First 30. And the idea behind it is the first 30 days of college, the first 30 days of moving away and starting the next chapter for a young adult are so essential. And there's a lot of important things that we talk about it, but one of the topics that we do every single year is this idea of trusting God with the details. I had a friend of mine tell me this probably 25 years ago. He said, Bobby, the secret of growing up spiritually is when you begin to trust God with the details, not just the big stuff, but the little stuff, the detail areas of your life. And so there are a number of reasons why, but Proverbs 3 gives us some great reasons of why we should trust God with the details. And the first reason is, number one, we get to experience peace. He says in Proverbs 3, verse 1, my son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. And verse 2, length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. And so if you've ever wrestled with peace, this is a great reason of trusting God with the details. When you know the teachings and you don't just know them, but you do something with them, you experience the peace of God in your life. Every time you apply his truth, you get to increase that peace. A second reason why we should trust God with the details is we get to have relationships that have less friction, relationships that actually work. He says in Proverbs 3, verse 3, do not let kindness and truth leave you. Those are the two things that every healthy relationship is built on, kindness and truth. He goes on to say in verse 3, bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. Verse 4, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. And so this is a detail thing, how we handle relationships, kindness and truth. He says, when you do it God's way, you get to have relationships that work. A third reason for trusting God with the details is you get to discover and live out God's best for your life. He says in verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. In other words, you get to know what God wants for you. You get to discover and to live out God's very best for you. And I don't know anybody that doesn't want that. They want their path to be straight. A fourth reason why we should trust God with the details is we get to live up to the full potential God has for us. He says in verses 7 and 8 of Proverbs 3, do not be wise in your own eyes. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil, and it will be healing to your body, and it will be refreshment to your bones. It's his way of saying your life is going to be complete. Your life's going to be whole. Your life is going to be what God designed it to be. And a fifth reason is it's always for our good. It's always for our good. In verses 11 and 12, he says, my child, don't ignore it when the Lord disciplines you. And don't be discouraged when he corrects you, for the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. And so in this sense, discipline isn't negative. Discipline, even though it's not fun, it is for our own good because we grow through it. And so today, I want to encourage you. Proverbs 3 is such an important passage of Scripture. I'd love for you to take a few minutes to read Proverbs 3, 1 through 12, and think about the power that when we trust God with the details, the secret of the Christian life is trusting God with the details. And every single time we trust him, it brings God-like results. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon on another edition of the podcast. And if there's anything you would like for us to speak to, any question or topic, please drop us a note at hello@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.